Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, today we're going to talk about a couple of different songs. And the reason for that is, well, one of them has actually been coming into my head for the last couple of months. And so when that happens, there's a reason for it. So often I end up doing an episode about it. But like I said, one of the songs has been coming into my head now for couple of months, and one of my friends, actually, we were just kind of chatting back and forth on Facebook, and it's actually a song that popped into her head this last week as well, and so thought it was a great opportunity and another synchronistic opportunity to remind me that, hey, probably now is time to actually do an episode about this song. So here we go. Plug in and get ready for that episode now. You are jamming with Jason Mefford, where you hear inspiring interviews with some amazing people. Some are famous, some may seem ordinary, and they are all doing extraordinary things to positively change the world. Sometimes it's just you and me having an intimate and authentic conversation about how you can change the world around you and rewrite the story of your life by being more authentic, accepting and loving yourself more, and spreading love to others. Since really, all you need is love. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. We discuss all aspects of self-improvement, growth, and so much more. Great content, insightful advice that's practical and helpful to anyone that listens. You're always eager to come back for more and share with your friends and family since you learn something in every episode. So sit back and enjoy the easy listening while you feel seen and heard in this informative, authentic, and entertaining podcast. Now, let's roll that beautiful podcast footage. All right. Well, as I told you in the intro, there's a song that's been coming into my head for the last couple of months, and so I wanted to talk about it. And it's a song from REM. Now, I know I've done some, I did a previous episode, I think one called Losing My Religion, which is a song from REM as well. And today's is also from REM, but I also wanted to pull in a song from Simon and Garfunkel as well that I think kind of goes along with the topic that I want to discuss today. So here's the deal, right? I always try to stay positive. I always try to look on the bright side of life, right? We did an episode about that just recently. Always look on the bright side of life. Okay, you'll probably remember that one. If you don't remember it, then go back. It was a few episodes ago, and go ahead and listen to that. But I wanted to talk about the song Everybody Hurts. And, you know, the reason for that is, you know, we all are trying to stay positive. We're trying to always look on the bright side of life. But sometimes life can be a little hard. And when that is, you know, what are some things that we can do? And so one thing that I wanted to bring up is I love the title of the song, right? Everybody Hurts. Why do I love that? Because I think it reminds us that at different points, everybody feels some pain. everybody hurts a little bit, right? And that reminder that we are not the only one, I think is an important thing that can give all of us hope, right? That a lot of times, maybe things aren't going quite the way you thought that they were going to go or that you wished that they would go. And a lot of times we get into pity mode. Pity, pity, woe is me, poor Jason, right? And I find myself sometimes getting into that situation as well. And so I wanted to talk about some ways to kind of push through, get out of that as quick as we can. But also, if you're one of those people that happens to be feeling this way, maybe this week, or the next time that you happen to feel this way, to give you some ways of getting through it. Okay. Now, I'll try to, you know, again, put a link into the video from REM for Everybody Hurts. The music video is actually, again, they do a great job on their videos. And so I just want to kind of describe a little bit of how that video kind of goes, and you can go and watch it. But I get choked up a little bit when I watch this video. And so in the video, you know, it shows a bunch of people in traffic and they're stopped. They're on a very busy freeway and nothing's moving. The cars are just stopped. Okay. And living in Los Angeles, I experience that every so often, right? You know, we're driving along, and I mean, this just happened to me twice in the last 2 weeks. Okay. So I was trying to remember even where we were going, but anyway, we were driving to somewhere into LA. My wife and I, and we're driving along. Everything is moving fine. Traffic is moving, you know, 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. Things are fine. All of a sudden we see a highway patrolman come up on the right-hand side, which, you know, is never a good sign anyway, right? So he comes up on the side, gets in front of us. And one of the things that they do here in California when they're trying to control traffic is a highway patrol person will get in front and then they'll start weaving back and forth between the lanes and slowing down. And by doing that, what they're doing is they're allowing the traffic in front of them to go and they're slowing everybody else down. And eventually you end up stopping. And the CHP officer just kind of sits there until whatever needs to be cleared. So sometimes they'll do that, like if there's a major accident and they need to get the emergency vehicles in, but you don't really know. In fact, most of the time when traffic stops, we have no idea why it stops. It just stops, right? And again, you know, we just happen to be close enough up to the front. Literally, we were about 3 or 4 cars back, so we could actually see what was going on, and we understood, you know, why it stopped, or it, maybe not the why, but you know, this was why. There was some reason that the police were trying to deal with the traffic, right? And that happens in our life as well, right? You know, we're going along 60, 70, 80 miles an hour in our life, and all of a sudden we see brake lights in front of us and we have to slam on the brakes. Sometimes we come to a complete stop. Okay. And so that's what is happening in this music video from REM. So it shows a bunch of people just sitting in their car, not being able to move. But what's interesting is as they're singing the song, you can see that there's captions at the bottom. And it will show a person in their car, and then it shows a caption of what they're thinking, okay? And as you go through and watch that video and you watch some of the captions of what people are thinking, you'll be able to relate to them, right? Because it's a lot of things that all of us have dealt with or thought about, right? Like one of the scenes, there's some kids in the back seat, and one of the kids goes, "Here it goes again." And all of a sudden, then it pans to the parents in the front. The parents are arguing and fighting again, right? So the kid in the back is going, "Oh boy, here it goes again. Mom and dad are fighting," right? Not necessarily what that kid wants to go through. But you know, it's made up of a lot of different things that all of us end up thinking, right, at some point. You know, one of the ladies says, nobody sees me, right? She's in the back, like in the back of a taxi, and she's just in her mind. And for whatever reason, she's feeling like nobody sees her, nobody gets her, nobody likes her, kind of a thing, right? And again, those are sometimes feelings that we have all had as well, right? One that, really gets me is it shows an older woman sitting in the back seat of a car. So that's what you see at first. You see this older woman sitting in the back seat of the car, and then you see it pan forward, and there's an older man who's driving, and what appears to be his daughter is sitting next to him in the driver's seat looking at Dad. And you can tell Dad has tears in his eyes. And he says, she's gone, is what he's thinking, right? And then it pans to the back seat, and there's not an old woman sitting there, but there's cremated ashes sitting there. Now, for me, right, that hits home hard to me because, you know, I remember when my father-in-law died, my mother-in-law and my wife couldn't, you know, he was cremated. They couldn't bring themselves to go to the mortuary to pick up his remains. And so I did that, right? And so I went in, I got the remains, and I put them in the car. Now, right towards the end of my father-in-law's life, we used to take him out for road trips. You know, he was starting to get some dementia, his body was failing. And one thing that he loved to do was drive. He was a big car guy. He had classic cars, loved to drive and loved to drive very fast. And so one of the things that we would always do with him towards the end of his life was kind of take him out on a Sunday road trip, right? So we'd load him up in the front seat and I'd be driving, and we'd just drive around different places so he could get out of the care facility where he was at and go drive. And again, towards the end of his life, you know, he couldn't move very much. So I had to really kind of help him in and out of the car. And so I'd help him into the car, and I'd have to seatbelt him up, you know, because he had difficulty with that as well. And so I remember, you know, as I came out of the mortuary with his remains in a box, it was actually wrapped in kind of a green velvet bag. So it was a wooden box, but it had a green velvet bag on it. And so I remember, you know, again, here I am carrying the remains of this man that I love, taking him to the car and setting him in the front seat. But again, I wanted to make sure they were safe, so I seat belted it in. And as I was doing that, right, I had a flashback to a week or two before he died when we took him out and he was wearing a green sweater. And so I thought, Bill, here you go again, man. You know, I'm buckling you in for kind of your final ride back home. And so I can relate to that scene in that music video, right? And at that point, you know, again, I was sad. I was hurting a little bit, but I was also very grateful, right? Because he lived a wonderful life. He was almost 95 when he passed away. He was always very grateful for everything that he had, a wonderful man that I loved. But, you know, sometimes you have a little bit of hurt, you know, when we lose people and things like that. Those things are normal. Those things end up happening, right? But for me, right, it's I can relate to that. And I think everybody who listens to this can relate to having some of these kinds of experiences, right? There are certain times when we hurt. Sometimes we hurt for longer than we want to. And so I want to, again, as we're going through and talking about this, we're going to talk a little bit about some ways to kind of get you past that, to realize it's okay to hurt sometimes, but we don't want to stay stuck in that hurt. We want to move forward. And so in the song, you know, Everybody Hurts, I'll try to sing a little bit to you, but you know, again, sometimes YouTube and other people, when they hear the melody in the background, they like to, you know, block me and do different things because they think I'm stealing stuff or whatever. But here's again some of the words, because I think there's a message in this song as one of the ways to be able to help us when we're experiencing these. And it's the same answer that I got when I've been thinking about this song for the last couple of months. Interesting, it was the same message that my friend received this last week when she was listening to the song as well. And so, you know, it starts off, when your day is long and the night is yours alone. When you're sure you've had enough of this life, well, hang on. Don't let yourself go, because everybody cries, everybody hurts sometimes, right? Sometimes everything is wrong. Now it's time to sing along, okay? And you know what I think is interesting in this is again the way that they wrote this song. It's a beautiful song. So if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it. You know, look at the link below, watch the video. But there's always this underlying hold on, right? Because everybody hurts. And here's another one of the ways, right? So hold on and take comfort in your friends. Take comfort in your friends, right? Because again, sometimes things are bad. We just need a hug. And again, you know, we should all be kind of responsible and take responsibility for how we feel and try to do things to change how we feel if we want to feel differently. But sometimes, you know, we need to reach out to people. And so again, if you're hurting and you just feel like you need a little bit of help, please reach out to somebody, right? A lot of times people don't reach out and people don't realize what's going on. You know, I'm sure you've heard of stories, maybe you know people like this too, who end up taking their life. And people don't actually realize. They don't realize that they're hurting that bad. They haven't reached out to anybody. And all of a sudden they choose to leave this world, right, without kind of letting anybody know. And we don't want that to happen, right? So if you're somebody who's struggling, hold on, reach out to your friends, reach out to me, reach out to, you know, there's plenty of professionals and people that are out there. But remember, everybody hurts sometimes. Everybody cries. I cry. I mean, you can tell I cry on this podcast sometimes, okay? And I know a lot of times people think, well, you know what? Guys aren't supposed to cry. Well, I'll tell you, I'm a guy who cries. I don't cry very often, but, you know, sometimes I do cry. Sometimes I get a little emotional. I got emotional today watching a video about a kid who received a piano from this complete stranger, right? And it's okay to cry. It's okay to feel pain sometimes. But when that happens, what can we do, right? So again, giving you a couple of ideas here, right? One is, if you're hurting, reach out to somebody, right? And again, not boo-hoo, woe is me, I'm poor, pitiful me, but you know what? It's fine to go to somebody and say, you know what? I could really use a hug today. You know, I just need to talk to somebody for 5 minutes, right? That's okay. Right. And we need to reach out and actually do that. But even more important too, right, is if you're the person who needs that, to make sure and reach out, but also to be the kind of friend or be the kind of person that others feel comfortable reaching out to. Because I will tell you that, you know, when people are vulnerable and they want to reach out or they want to show emotion or they need some help, they also need what's called psychological safety. And you can be the kind of person who can give them that psychological safety. You can help them feel safe. You can help them be seen. You can help them kind of process and work through what they're dealing with. But you can't have any judgment about it, right? You just got to have love for that other person, because so much of the time when people reach out, they get kind of smacked around, right? It feels like somebody just went off and smacked them in the face, because they get, you know, told different things, or there's judgment coming from the other people. So again, it's important, be the kind of person that other people feel comfortable reaching out to, and then be there for them when they need the help. If you need the help, right, reach out to people that you know. But here's another important thing with that, right, is that those kind of relationships you're developing over time. And so the problem is, if you haven't been a good friend to anybody else, maybe that's why you're alone, right? Because you haven't been a good friend to other people. You've been mean to other people. Other people don't want to be around you. Well, we have to be kind and good people throughout this time, so that when we need help as well, that there are people who are there for us as well. Okay. Now, you know, again, great song. And I want to kind of transition a little bit to another song, because, you know, maybe you don't realize too, but REM at the time when they were very popular, they were very popular. They were one of the biggest bands in the world at that time. In fact, they are one of the most influential bands as well, because the influence that they had on other people was huge, and the way that they kind of helped change music in general. So, you know, again, if you're not as old as me, you might not realize that, but there's some really good other REM songs as well. Everybody Hurts, again, one of my favorites from them. But let's transition. Let's move back 20 or 30 years to another band who was huge at their time, which is Simon and Garfunkel. Because as I was thinking about this podcast today, and, you know, again, when I'm doing these solo episodes, I usually try to think about them for a little while and just kind of collect my thoughts on what it is that I really feel like I need to say and receive the inspiration. Because again, you know, my hope here is that you all have hope, that you feel the love, that you have ways to be able to help get yourself through whatever it is that you happen to be going through, or to be able to help others who are going through what they need to be going through as well. And so as I was thinking about this, another song popped into my head. And, you know, it's one of those where I started just hearing the lyrics, and then I had to remember what the song title was, right? So maybe you've heard these lyrics before, but when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled waters, I will lay me down. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Okay, so that's Jason's version, because I can't go as high as Art Garfunkel, and I have to kind of modulate it a little bit, so hopefully, again, I won't get picked up and think I'm trying to cover the song exactly. But those words, right? And you've probably heard those words before, but Bridge Over Troubled Water, a beautiful song again, you know, one of the most beautiful songs that Simon and Garfunkel did. A little eerie, a little sad, but also, just like Everybody Hurts, there's an underlying message of hope. There is an underlying message of hope in this song, right? And again, when dark, you know, things like when darkness comes and pain is all around, hey, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. I will be there. I am your friend. I am your friend. I am here for you when the troubled waters come into your life, right? And so anyway, I wanted to kind of bring that up as well. We're going to get back to some lighter episodes as well of having a lot of fun and laughing a lot. But like I said, for some reason, those songs have just been on my mind for the last few months. And I know, you know, especially around the holiday time, for a lot of people, the holidays are a very happy time. It's a time of friends and family and feeling good. I know also, though, that the holidays are sometimes some of the loneliest times for a lot of people as well, who maybe don't have as many friends, or their family has transitioned and moved on, or they're not living close to family and friends and they feel alone and isolated. And so, you know, again, for whatever reason, felt like these were some things that I needed to talk about, at least at this point. And like I said, we're going to get back to some more lighthearted things as well. But if you're one of those people who is hurting or sometimes feels alone, you know, reach out to other people, find ways to also feel grateful, right? For maybe where you're at or the situation that you happen to be in as well. Right. So if we go back to that example of me driving my father-in-law's ashes back to his home, right, from the mortuary, I could have sat there and I could have been, woe is me, pity, 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 oh, I miss Bill, I'm so sad. And I maybe did that for a few minutes, right, because I miss him. I mean, he was a great guy. He was literally a rocket scientist, folks. He worked for JPL and NASA. And so he would do, you know, really funny things, like, you know, towards the end of his life, it would really bother him, because as he was losing some of his memory, we'd have discussions like this. He'd be like, yeah, Jason, how much does water weigh again? Right. And I'm like, because he used to know all these things, right? Like, what is a cubic foot of water weigh, right? And so I'd look it up and I'd know. And so each time he'd ask me, because he's like, oh man, I want to remember that. How much does a cubic foot of water weigh? That I would know, and we could kind of banter back and forth. And there were other times too where I'd be like, hey Bill, what's what's the speed of light? And boom, he could nail it off. It's 160 some thousand miles per second. Anyway, he could nail it off like to decimal point some days, right? And so I had a lot of those experiences or talking with him, right? And so again, instead of being, you know, pity, 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 poor is me, on that drive home, I chose instead to feel an extreme level of gratitude that for about 10 years of my life, I got to have this wonderful man in my life. I got to have those wonderful experiences with him. And so again, as I, you know, clicked the seatbelt in, he loved the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Okay. He was an old big band guy. Cause like I said, I mean, he grew up in the 30s, went to World War II, so he was of that generation. And so I turned on the Glenn Miller Orchestra and blasted it in the car as we were driving home, talking to Bill on the way, just as if he were sitting next to me, because he was sitting next to me in the car, and got to experience that last ride home with him. Instead of feeling pity, feeling love and feeling gratitude for him. And so, you know, again, when these points in your life come up, what can you do to flip it to love and gratitude instead of pity? You know, if there's other people in your life, what can you do to be that person? Because here's one thing I will tell you as well, as we sign off here. If you're ever feeling pity, if you're ever feeling sorry for yourself, the quickest way to get out of that is to go serve somebody else. Just go serve somebody else. Just do something nice for somebody else. think a kind thought about somebody else. You know, post an inspirational post on Facebook. Do something to help serve other people or make other people feel better. And by doing that, you will pull yourself out and you will feel better as well. Okay. So again, remember there's people around who want to help you. Be the kind of person who other people want help for and feel comfortable reaching out to. You know, remember to feel that gratitude. And as I said, serve people. Just do something, even if it's little. You know, send somebody a nice text that you haven't talked to in a while. You know, apologize to somebody that you've been holding a grudge to. Do some little thing, and that little act will help to get you out and help you feeling better. So with that, signing off for this week. We'll catch you on another episode. Have a great rest of your week, and know that if nobody else out there tells you today, I like you, and I like you just the way you are, and I wish you the best, my friend, until we talk again. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.